Welcome to the round table, where wisdom's on display. Highly qualified guests talking issues of the day. With some pontification and opinions in the air, it's a lively conversation that we're all glad to share. Wise callers ring in with questions, thoughts, and more. Their voices filled with passion as they seek to explore the problems that surround us, the solutions we can find. Through the power of dialogue, we'll leave no one but behind. Come join the round table, let your voice be heard. In this world of noise, let's find a wise word. From the airwaves to the streets, let's unite as we talk. We'll share our wisdom and walk the wise walk.
Back with Jr. Moore here on Tuesday, the 8th day of April. The prep tip of the day is to read the following book, World Without Cancer by G. Everett Griffin. I say again, World Without Cancer by G. Everett Griffin. You'll find the protocols that I've been using for 25 years to not get cancer. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We're with my friend Cindy Smith. We have Dave Hodges, two websites, thecommonshow.com, thecommonshow.tv, and my friend Steve Bannoon, IsraeliNewsLive.org. Good morning, panel.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hey, guys. Well, after knowing each other for, what, Dave, 16 years or so, we finally got to meet in person in Dallas over the weekend, didn't we, sir?
Yeah, the mystery is over. That's true.
And you and I and Pastor Stan Johnson had an interesting coffee. But of course, I've known Pastor Stan Johnson since the late 1990s, and we did make some interesting discussions there, didn't we, Dave?
Well, I don't think surprising, because we're all landing on the same square, because the left can no longer conceal the truth and the methods that they've used in the past. And it was interesting to hear how, though, even though we've taken separate journeys in our investigations, we're all arriving at the same conclusions.
Absolutely. And I got to meet your associate, Doug Thornton, a very sharp young man, a true alpha male warrior, because I've spent much of my life around alpha male warriors, and I instantly recognize one when I see him. And it was a great weekend. So let's look at time limitations first. Dave, what's your time limitations this morning, if any?
I can stay for the first hour.
First hour. And Steve, how about yourself?
Pretty much for me as well, John, today.
Okay. All right. And Cindy, you can stay with us the entire 2 hours if we need to?
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, okay, well, we'll split this hour between Dave and Steve to get the information we want to get out here. And we'll begin with Dave. What's high on your list you want to communicate this morning, sir?
Well, I think your presentation at the Watchman Conference was very timely. Well done with the Q&A, too. But I'm looking more and more at the clot shot. And I've told the story about how my insurance rates went up astronomically. And eventually, when I went down the trail of seeking answers, I finally found a couple of honest actuaries who would tell us it's not climate change and natural disasters, the nonsense the public's being fed. The truth is the clot shot. And they're paying out death benefits at an incredibly high rate. In fact, actually, I just came across this statistic from Dr. Pierre Corey. The insurance benefit payouts for death benefits now is 40% over average. If it were just 10%, that's a 1 in 200-year event, right? Like a black plague or a major war. And so what we're seeing is a massive kill-off right now of the human population. In fact, people that are going on disability, and no one talks about this, John. I mean, very few people mention this, but it's just people look at the death But the disability, people that can't work, that were perfectly functional before they got the shot, in the first 3 months of this year, the increase has been 158,000 people.
Really? Yeah. That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing. Scary stuff. Well, you were at my presentation, and you'd made the same comment about the actuaries. These are men and women who they stay in the back office. They never receive hardly any public recognition for the work that they do. But their work is foundational to the life insurance and health insurance industry, isn't it?
It really is. And we share a similar background. You know, I fell into teaching stat and research very early in my post-secondary career. And I'm so glad that I did, because it's really helped me understand how bad the situation is. One of the things that some people are beginning to talk about, and I've been saying this for 2 years, that we had this moniker phrase, whether it was Walensky of the CDC or Fauci, they were all saying the vaccines are safe and effective. And Joe Biden promised they were safe and effective, but they had no data sets to back up what they were doing. You go and research the vaccine safety protocols and the research methods, what does come out shows shoddiness. Let me give you an example. The last two boosters were tested on 8 human beings, and the rest were animals, and the animals all died. Right. We don't know the fate of the human beings. Data sets have to be replicated over and over, coming to the same conclusions, using the same research methodologies to form cohesive conclusions. And we don't have that at all in this business. And then you've got the 5 major journals, like the British Medical Journal, the AMA Journal. All these medical journals, the 5 big ones, they are complicit in the lies. They've been taken over by Big Pharma. And I learned about 15 years ago, John, that the medical school curriculums were largely being constructed by Big Pharma to lead doctors away from logical conclusions and not to ask the wrong questions. And I knew that was true for some time. But now we have the major think tank medical journals that guide the profession. They are engaged in obfuscation of facts by not researching key things. And then they publish studies in which they do things like, let me give you an example. Placebo response to an injection or a medication is really important to study, because you want to know if your results are due to the medicine or due to chance. So what they do in these research studies is they pre-screen people and they assign them to your study if they have high placebo response rates. In other words, they're more prone to confabulation based on false belief. And the reality is this, is they do this kind of stuff all the time. And it's not just shoddy research. It's intentionally disruptive and deceptive research. It's just flat lying to the public and to other professionals. And these 5 journals control medical school curriculum and guide the direction in which doctors are educated. So now we're getting doctors that really don't know how to ask the right questions. If you've noticed, the people that are asking the best questions in the medical profession, the ones who get kicked out and get their licenses taken away, they're generally over 55, 60 years of age, because they were educated the proper way in the scientific method. The newer ones are just going along to get along, and they don't know any better. Our entire medical profession has been captured by this deception.
Amazing, amazing. Well, that's exactly where we are. Cindy, I refer to you as a political junkie, and that's a compliment. you're observing these things all the time, and what are your thoughts in response to what Dave just said?
Well, this is the same kind of conclusions that I've come to, but from different sources. And I think that's important in a show like yours, John, and with a roundtable, that all of us have our own perspective and areas of expertise where we've researched things. And we don't start with the same sources, but we largely come to the same conclusions from a disparate set of perspectives. I'm thinking about Dr. Lee Merritt, who has a show on Brighteon. She's uncovered many of the same things that Dave just revealed about the medical journals being co-opted, you know, decades ago, and doctors no longer being trained on the scientific method. You know, one of the reasons why folks have come to the conclusion that a virus was never isolated that has been shown to cause the symptoms that we associate with COVID is because the papers that have been brought forward to support that thesis do not comport with the scientific method. And I've said before on this show that I'm not a subject matter expert in anything, but I'm a pretty good generalist. And with my degree in philosophy, of course, I studied philosophy of science, and I understand what it takes to comport with the scientific method. And I'm afraid we've got a couple generations of doctors that haven't been trained properly in that. And so they fall prey to all of the propaganda and their training. And if they're not a real diligent person, they don't do their own research and they fall for the lies and the propaganda. Unfortunately, a lot of Americans were harmed during COVID because of this very thing.
Absolutely. Steve, your follow-up to this part of our discussion, please.
John, I apologize. I'm actually getting ready for commenting on a different issue right now. So
okay, well, you're doing research for your follow-up, and that's good. We respect that. Dave, I refer to what's going on as the worst crime in human history. Previously, our worst crimes were led by Mao Zedong. Tens of millions of Chinese he murdered varies from 50 million on the low end, going up from there. Joe Stalin on the low end, 20 million plus. Pol Pot murdered one third of his entire country, which is not an excessive amount of millions, but one third of the entire country was murdered. And of course, ironically, Adolf Hitler didn't murder all that many people compared to either Joe Stalin or Pol Pot. We hear his name a lot more readily in these matters. So when I make the statement the worst crime in human history, we're looking at 100 million plus people dying as a consequence to make it be such, isn't it, Dave?
It is. And, you know, as we talk about all this deception and, you know, Cindy was saying she was generally looking at this and arriving at the same conclusions as a generalist. I would make a generalist observation to all this. I go back to the quote by William Casey, former CIA director, said, "We know we've been successful when everything the public believes is a lie." And we're really quickly approaching this. And my wife asked me the other day to something along these lines. She said, how can so many people be deceived? And you know what it really comes down to, in my humble opinion, it's that we don't educate people on the scientific method and how to evaluate. These are usually courses people take as specialties in their undergraduate. And then if you move into, you know, a scientific field, then you take more of it in your graduate work. And most people just don't know. They don't know a control group from an experimental group. And we're victims of our own ignorance. And I'm beginning to think the education system is designed that way to keep the masses in the dark. So what if a few professionals can see through the BS? The fact is we could deal with them by taking away their licenses and censoring them in public. And then we don't have to worry about the masses. And this is really what's behind censorship. A lot of people don't really make this connection. And I wrote a series on this. I produced videos on this last fall when I said censorship leads to genocide. They keep people in the dark about what's going to harm them, what's going to be done to them. You're not allowed to talk about these things on social media or you'll be banned. And then these are the very things that they're going to do to you.
Absolutely. Panel, we got a caller on hold here. He's been very patient. We got Jeff in Massachusetts. Good morning, Jeff.
Thank you, John. Dave, You're absolutely right about censorship leading to genocide. And let me add to this wonderful conversation, which is what's going to happen when normie norm in the suburbs, and I'm going to emphasize on blue areas, because I believe, by the way, the blue areas were the ones that got the placebo for the most part with the COVID-19 vaccine. What do you think of when norms whole world comes crashing down, the rug gets pulled out. But instead of Norm looking for answers, Norm blows his top and aims his wrath at conservatives, Christians, and Jews.
I think it's already happening. We're seeing really? The beginnings of it. In Britain, you can be arrested for a thought crime. What were you doing walking down the street in front of that abortion clinic? I was praying, said the lady, and the lady gets arrested. And then, of course, we just saw 11 people who are Christian-based praying and singing hymns, and they're on public property across from an abortion center, and they get arrested. Two people are in their 70s. They received an 11-year sentence, which is basically a death sentence. So this is the beginning of the singling out of Christians. And we are very, very close to where we're going to see more restrictions against Christians. But I will tell you this. I made this point in my presentation in Hear the Watchman conference. I said this. I said, they will use Romans 13 from the Bible against us. You know, render under Caesar what is Caesar. Do what the government tells you to do. Don't ask questions. But they leave out, what they'll leave out in this is that we're also commanded not to follow ungodly leaders. And certainly we have ungodly leaders today doing ungodly things, and Romans 13 will be thrown at us. But as soon as that argument loses its steam, then we're going to see outright repression. Christianity and the Bible will be declared to be hate crimes, and we're already seeing public discussions along these lines. So we're on the cusp of doing what you already said is going to come.
Oh, hey, Dave, also, let me add to this before I go. I'm talking about the Normans that don't listen to any political radio. They're atheist or agnostic at best. And all of a sudden, you have Normie Norm that gets stirred up by the media, and all of a sudden you start seeing conservatives getting their heads cracked in. In other words, in Africa, when Raila Odinga did not get the presidency in Kenya, he stirred up the people to start macheting people who were on the other side. When do you see that coming to America? I'll hear your answer off air. Thank you very much, Dave.
Thank you, Jeff. Go ahead,
well,
Dave.
I think, John, you have the best answer for this of anybody. We're already seeing it. It's called the thinning out of the herd through the clot shot. And then, of course, we've got, what is it, an estimated 3,000 bad elements in our food. It reminds me of the movie Network, where Howard Beale, that mythical character who was exposing corruption, who eventually is murdered in the movie, and Peter Finch won an Academy Award for his presentation. He said the air is not fit to breathe, the water is not fit to drink, and he basically made the point that they're out to get you. You're not paranoid if they're really out to get you and you say these things. They are out to get us in so many different ways right now. It's everything is geared towards the thinning out of humanity. And they have to do it this way because if they had open genocidal depopulation policies that the average person could clearly identify, people would rise up in force and stop what's happening because of the numerical superiority. But what they do is they chip away at humanity with various depopulation schemes that are deadly over the long haul, like the clot shot. And it's difficult when you get 5 years out from an event and people are starting to drop dead more of myocarditis to really link that back to the clot shot. The average person doesn't have the sophistication to make those comparisons. But what we're looking at here, John, is what you have said. This is the thinning out of the herd. This is depopulation. And it's not just a clot shot. It's wars and it's everything else they do. They want 90% of us gone. And I arrive at that number because that's what so many of these globalists through the years have said. You know, going back to Ted Turner, we need to thin out the population by 90% by any means necessary. This is a man that contributed $50 million to the UN. This is the belief of the global elite. They don't want humanity here because they have AI, they don't need our labor any longer, and we are a burden to them. And since they're Fabian socialists, they believe that if you don't put more into society than you take out, you should be done away with. And this
Absolutely.
Is what we're looking at.
Dave, thank you. Hold on. We got a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive if the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now, or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge, and I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth. Or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214. Or by email at KettleMoraine, Ltd. at Cox.net, for private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. This hour is sponsored by the Energy Cleaner. If you're tired of being tired, you need an Energy Cleaner. Arthritis pain, joint pain got you down, same thing. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on Energy Cleaner. Picking up a new batch this week. All right, this is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have with us Dave Hodges. He has two websites, thecommentshow.com, thecommentshow.tv, my friend Cindy Smith. And we have Steve Bannoun. His website, IsraeliNewsLive.org. Panel, our next caller looks like Dave in New York. Morning, Dave.
Yes. Good morning, John. I wanted to talk about something that Cindy mentioned. She mentioned about Dr. Lee Merritt. She's also been referred to as Miss No Merritt, or he or she, which is a bit demeaning because of her looks. I don't know. But she had Pormena Wog on one time, and this was very revealing. Pormena Wog had nobody could find her degree, her credentials she allegedly had, and she was going over some null virus theory and all kinds of different words, and I think Jeff Rentz went over some of this word salad that she was talking about. He has a very experienced nanoscientist who's followed all this stuff and knows about diseases and biochemistry and many, many things, Erica Kahn, on, who analyzed what she said. Well, you know, I listened to what she said as well, and it did not make scientific sense. I'm talking about Pormena Wog. Now, Lee Merritt has to know. Lee Merritt has worked for the government. sometimes you never stop. Do you understand what I'm saying? This whole idea of isolation or whatever, listen, Cindy, can you tell me what is required to characterize a chemical assembly, and what is a virus, a molecule, or what?
Well, I think we're really in the technical weeds of it, and I'm not a subject matter expert on virology.
Yeah, let me jump right here, Dave. You and I have addressed this before. You mentioned a person who's not a qualified scientist on one hand. On the other, there are a number of qualified scientists who will disagree with other qualified scientists about the existence or non-existence of a virus. And quite frankly, Dave, we're not going to use up airtime for that here.
Show me the proof that these people have. In other words,
I'm not going to address the matter because I'm not a scientist. I'll let the scientists argue it among themselves. And you, sir, are done this morning. We thank you for your call. It's real easy, Cindy, to get involved in circular arguments that require expertise that none of us have, isn't it, Cindy?
Well, it is, and that's part of the folks that want to maintain the facade are doing everything they can to inject into the conversation people who inject nonsense and circular reasoning and arguments that are not valid, that violate the rules of logic, to keep people on the back foot and to keep them questioning some of their own insights into, wow, this whole COVID story doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But Dave brings up something I think it's very important for everyone to remember, and that is that there are bad actors within the so-called medical freedom movement, and we all need to be on guard. Even people who we have come to trust may eventually make a decision to bring someone on their program that is not exactly who they purport to be. So we all have to be on guard not to fall for some of the bad things that are happening.
Right. Well, regardless of what made people sick, something made people sick beginning in this country, January 2020. They killed 0.3% of the people that got it, which, whether it was or was not a virus, quite frankly to me, is not all that relevant. What is relevant is that illness did not have anywhere near the fatality rate to even come close to justifying it as a pandemic. I don't want to dwell on that too much longer, and we have limited time here. We have to bottom the hour break coming up here soon, and I know Dave pretty well. We've talked privately dozens of times, and the man, he means well, but he goes down these rabbit trails that, quite frankly, this particular rabbit trail is something that requires high levels of education and expertise that none of us have, so we're just not going to really do that. Let's go back to Steve. You've been pretty quiet. You have limited time also. What's on your list this morning, sir?
John, what I've been looking at is the situation. We know that Israel did a withdrawal from Gaza just recently. They're pulling out of Gaza, but out of southern Gaza, where they had been really hammering the Palestinians there. And as I've been watching this, and of course, the strike on the Iranian embassy, actually the compound next to the Iranian embassy in Damascus, I realize that it's not that Israel has withdrawn from southern Gaza as some kind of goodwill gesture, but I think that what Israel is doing is they're reposturing for, and we'll pick up at the
we have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
I feel a connection to the earth. As I nurture these plants, I witness their rebirth. With an energy cleaner, I harness nature's power. Transforming my garden, I'm blooming with each passing hour. Softly swaying in the breeze, my garden dances with joy. Abundant fruits and vegetables, flavors to enjoy. Award-winning flowers bloom, a vibrant sight to see. The energy cleaner, my garden sings with harmony.
Sold exclusively at thelibertyman.com.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off LLC, 417-932-6419.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. My COVID panel has more than 200 articles and videos. You want to get up to speed on the true nature of the COVID vaccination, you can do that at thelibertyman.com. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have with us Dave Hodges. He has two websites, thecommonsshow.com, thecommonsshow.tv, my friends Cindy Smith, and Steve Bannoon. His website's IsraeliNewsLive.org. Steve, you were cut off with your comments by the break, sir.
Yes, sir. And so, John, what I've been looking at is with Israel's withdrawal, and they withdraw quite a bit number of forces from southern Gaza, It seems to me more evident that what Israel is concerned about is the situation escalating on the border with Iran, or not the border of Iran, but with Lebanon, and their strike that they did on the compound next to the Iranian embassy. And with that strike that took place there, I think where the big concern is that Iran is vowing that they're going to counter that attack. They're going to make a strike. They have conveyed that through the Swiss embassy to the United States, that they are going to do a retaliatory strike. And when I say retaliatory strike, I have a feeling it's going to be very similar to that of what they did after General Soleimani's death when they did the strike on the U.S. Base there in Iraq that left a number of our soldiers with severe brain injuries as a result of that attack. And of course, we put there were articles that came out that were moving Patriot batteries into Iraq to counter any missile strikes like that ever again. However, we had Patriot batteries there. But what it is, and Israel is already very much aware of this, Iran has a cloaking technology with their missiles that they receive from the Chinese that when they launch those missiles, they are virtually undetected until they're about to hit their target. And Israel experienced that near the Dimona nuclear power plant when Iran had fired one towards that facility there. They didn't strike the power plant there, but it landed nearby. Israel claimed later, oh, it must have just been a rogue missile, but they retaliated. And now there's a great concern that if this is fixing to happen again, what are they going to shoot? What are they going to strike at? Iran, though, from intelligence that I've had, that I've gathered from that part of the world there that I have, is not willing to go heavily into a war with Israel because they're afraid the United States will join in and then they will, the regime that they have will be totally decimated. So it appears to me it's going to be very similar to what happened in Iraq when they struck the base there. And of course, Trump did not go back and re-retaliate for that. Basically he took it on the chin. And what I'm finding in this situation here, though, Israel may not take it on the chin if they do a one-strike type of retaliatory measure. But I think that Iran is really getting into the place to where they're not going to have much choice. If they don't make a stand on an attack that was done next to the embassy there and killing another one of their generals, then the rest of the Arab world will look at them as that, you're just a barking dog and does absolutely nothing. But I believe that that's going to be the one thing that will catapult the entire Middle East into a much greater conflict. And even Nasrallah out of Lebanon, the Hezbollah leader, also he's sounding that same drumbeat that Iran is going to retaliate. So, and by the way, that's the one reason why Hezbollah has been on a dog leash as well. Because, Iran will arm everybody and anybody to strike Israel, but they won't do it directly. They're always afraid to do it directly. But even Hezbollah, as much carnage has happened in Gaza, has not been willing to come up against Israel. And they all know, because if they really get into that kind of a battle, they're going to be obliterated. But I think at the same time, Netanyahu's coalition is really wanting to obliterate everybody on all their borders. And I do know that. I've gotten information from their intelligence services, those that are in there, that have said that that's exactly what they're in the process. In fact, one of their intelligence people said to me just recently, we're now doing our battles based on biblical narrative. We are doing it the way we did it in the old days. So we are annihilating all of our enemies, and anybody that gets in our way, we're going to annihilate, and we don't care if they're women or children. So that's how evil this has become in the Middle East.
Well, it is absolutely evil, isn't it, Steve?
It is, John. And listen, this is not, you know, Israel is not facing Nephilim, you know, 20-foot tall giants like it was in the days of Joshua coming into the land there. And sadly enough, you have a lot of these Palestinians that are Christian people. And where are the Christians standing for those that are Christians? You have, you know, a lot of them that are ethnically Jewish, but they don't want to admit that, because if you are a Arab, quote unquote, Arab Jew, the Israeli government tries to keep that suppressed. If you're a Khazarian Jew, okay, then that's okay. That's you know, depends on which has the ethnic superiority. Just like the Yemenite Jews that came up to Israel when Israel first became a nation, they were excited. They're thinking, oh gosh, we get to go home. Over 2,000 of their children disappeared, and still they've never been accounted for. You know, the crimes that are done against the people in this part of the world is unbelievable. And then yet the rest of the world just stays silent. You know, I come from a Jewish family, but my goodness, I mean, the only people that really seem to have the courage to stand up are Jewish people, you know, because unfortunately the Christian world is just silent on, not everybody, by no means, I don't mean it totally, but there's so much silence on the crimes that are being done in Israel. It's still a minority, though. You've got more than 60% of the Israeli population that is crying for ceasefire. They don't want to see all these people killed, because not to mention they realize the more you just slaughter these people, you're only creating a worse problem down the road. Because do they think that the survivors are going to forget when they look at these little children that have no legs, no arms and stuff like that, that will have to grow up the rest of their lives, that did survive this, and that they're going to forget what has happened to them, this slaughter?
Hardly.
No, not at all.
Panel, we got a caller and holder. We're at Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Yeah, good morning. Steve, I've got a two-part question, and if the other two guests want to chime in, that'd be fine too. Number one is, I asked you last week about the sign of this eclipse, and there is only 7 cities in the entire United States named Nineveh, and this eclipse covered them all. I'm wondering, in the sign of Jonah, the 40 days to destruction after the eclipse, have you done any more research into that? Number one question. And number two, how do you see the potential of this war coming to the place to where Israel would blow up the Dome of the Rock and be able to sacrifice that red heifer, to sacrifice the red heifer to initiate the blowing up of the Dome of the Rock, and how that would be accomplished, number one, but the blowout from that would be amazing, I would think. Just your thoughts on that.
Certainly. We'll kind of do this backwards then. The sacrifice of the red heifer, for one, they know they don't have to do it where the Dome of the Rock actually stands. And I know that there is two schools of thought on that. There's one school that they want to build the third temple in between. It would be, oh gosh, if you're looking at the eastern gate there, looking back towards the Dome of the Rock there from the Mount of Olives, it'd be to the right there. There's enough area there that they could build the temple at that location there. There has been that thought there. Secondly, I always have had an issue with them and the sacrifice of the red heifer, for the simple reason is that Eliezer is the one that was to offer it. And it's not ever mentioned that the priest offer it. Is specifically one man. So it's like, was that intended to be done in modern times as well that we're living in now? I don't think so. But of course, we know they're going to do it anyway. And there are multiple locations where they could actually do this at. And I think, too, this is like the city of David that they've been digging up for all this time. I've always suspected that they're going to eventually try to say that the temple set there. I know there's a lot of argument for that. I disagree on that, mainly because in the Hebrew Matthew that we have, It specifically goes into a little bit deeper wording when Jesus says to his disciples to go get the mule that he's going to ride on, and it actually spoke about where they got it at. It was on the Mount of Olives, but in the Hebrew Matthew, it actually said that it talks about the Roman compound that was nearby. So the Roman compound, when they say it was on the Temple Mount, is incorrect. According to the Hebrew Matthew, it was on the Mount of Olives, is the opposite side. So I do believe that that is the correct location for the temple. Going into the this issue about the eclipse, I did do quite a bit of research on that all the way up until that time. And some of the things that I found is still very elusive on trying to get the definitive side of that. But... you know, of course, we already know that, you know, an eclipse is an eclipse. They happen every 18 months, I believe it is. But the uniqueness of this is the fact of crossing over these. Not all of them are cities. Some are just townships. The way they come about, the determination that they cross. But nonetheless, the cities are named Nineveh. And I really feel strongly that what I see happening on a regular basis is that more and more the powers that be will try to manufacture prophecy in the way that they think it should happen. You know, as far as even in the United States, you know, certainly this country has fallen under judgment already. But the thing is who's going to be the one that carries out that judgment? You know, I mean, because there's a lot of good Americans as well, but in reality, it's more in our halls of government where the problem is, you know.
Right.
And so, of course, there were so many people saying, too, that this was going to happen when this happened, that was going to happen when that happened. And I actually, when I looked at this, I saw in Matthew 24, one thing that really came to my mind was, when Jesus talked about the sun would not give us light, the sun would go out and the moon would not give its light. If you think about what's worded there, it's literally wording an eclipse. It's the moon blocking the sun. And the one thing that did stick out when I looked at that, and I don't say that it had to do with this one though, is that right preceding that event was the false prophets, the false messiahs, and all this lying bunch of prophecies that would come out, you know, and that basically a judgment begins to follow. And I thought, well, if this eclipse ever has anything to do with something similar to that, we definitely are seeing that. We have had a bunch of lying prophets and a bunch of false messiahs here in the last, you know, several decades. You know, so it is kind of interesting that, you know, that happens to pass over those cities called Nineveh. And oddly enough, too, if you think about it, Nineveh repented. And Jesus said about the Pharisees, he said, they will rise up in judgment and condemn you because they repented and you did not. So that's something.
The thing I was thinking about that is that Jesus said it was no sign will be given them except the sign of Nineveh. So it wasn't necessarily the fact that Nineveh repented, but the sign of Nineveh. And I agree with you. I've told all my kids and all my friends and everything. I said, I don't expect anything to happen other than the eclipse. I told them, I said, don't worry. I wouldn't be worried about this kind of thing. But if it is of the Lord, if it is judgment by God, by some stroke, you know, I don't understand it, and I don't know God's mind completely, you know, with everything. If it does, then the judgment of that should start sometime on or after May 22nd, because that would be the 40 days on the sign of Nineveh. That would be 40 days from April the 8th. So I think it will be interesting to wait and see what will happen at that point. But I was just wondering if you covered anything. And also, when you said about the red heifer, I've also looked at that too. And I agree with you. It is only one man that was called to do that. But it isn't a matter of whether or not it was only one man called to do it. It's the fact that the Jews believe that that is what they're going to do. And if they do it, the rest of the world that's running, seemingly running around at about a 75 IQ, is going to see that and react emotionally and start a bombshell of a war. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, the one thing that I would say is that, and going back to over to the sign of Jonah that is speaking of there, there is one of the ancient documents that was not canonized, and I don't recall which one it is there, but it does go into that subject there. But Jesus told his disciples never to reveal it. But he doesn't say what it would be, but he did say it was a future sign coming.
Steve, here's our last break. We'll have Steve and Dave give their summaries for the day, and we'll continue with Cindy after the top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Steve, give a summary first and wrap it up with Dave. Go ahead, Steve.
You know, John, I have to say that everything that's going on in this world right now is, there's so many things that are just being intentionally staged to make it appear to be more prophetic. And although we know that there is going to be prophecy that's going to be fulfilled, there's no question about that. And I even see in Daniel 11 what a lot of people totally don't even realize in the latter part of that chapter being fulfilled in modern times here. But it's a covenant between the king of the south, as they call him. It's actually the king of the Negev and the king of the north. That goes and does away with a lot of countries in the Middle East there. So I think we should be more vigilant, and people need to take time and begin to truly research the historical and the current narrative of prophecy in light of what used to be believed, even by the early church fathers, completely off the rails nowadays.
All right. Thank you, sir. Dave, your summary, please. You've got about a minute and a half.
Yeah, real quick here. Steve, we should talk sometime later today or tomorrow when you have a chance, because I've had something happen that we've talked about before that we need to share. And I agree with Steve. Things are being staged. I think the eclipse situation was one of those. We had some minor grid problems, but we didn't have the catastrophes of the level that state and local preparations seem to indicate, even FEMA, that emergencies are coming and this is going to be a terrible event. And I think it's just designed to raise the awareness to be receptive to whatever fake false flag they're going to bring us down in the future. And I said earlier in the show, they're going to use Christian words, the biblical words, against us. And Steve seems to be indicating that with his comment. And I totally 100% agree that that's where they're at. They're setting us up for what's coming, whether it's Project Bluebeam or whatever it would be. We are being set up for something very big, and I don't think it's very far off in the future, because I don't know that these people can cheat enough to win the next election, and they can't afford Donald Trump, so something is definitely coming.
I agree, Dave. They cannot afford Donald Trump back in the Oval Office. He learned from his mistakes, I believe, and he's going to clean house in an unprecedented historical manner if he gets back in the Oval Office, don't you think, sir?
Absolutely. There's no question about it. Always a pleasure to be with you guys, and I look forward to next week.
Okay. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Steve. We have top of the hour break coming up. Cindy and I will continue with the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. The call number 512-248-8252 to take your questions and comments. If you like what you hear at Republic Broadcasting, we really could use your donations. Go to the RBN website, Republic Broadcasting website, make your donation. It'll help keep us on the air here. And it's a challenge. There's headquarters at Republic Broadcasting in Round Rock, Texas is very frugal. They cut back half the office space they used to have. We only have 3 employees on the payroll full-time. We have some other technicians that help out if necessary. There's always equipment that needs to be replaced and upgraded. That's just the nature of what we do. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
People who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.